Gemara in Maseches Shabbos discusses the timing of Matan Torah. And famously, as there are so many machloksim in Klal Yisrael, not surprisingly, there's a machlokes what the day of the month of Matan Torah was. Was it the 6th of Sivan, or was it the 7th of Sivan? Now, we observe on the 6th of Sivan, like the Chachamim. But the opinion of Rabbi Yossi was that they were in Sinai Sunday, the Sunday before Shabbos of Matan Torah. Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. That's the day of Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. And then Shabbos was Matan Torah, and it was the 7th of Sivan, not the 6th of Sivan. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalid, the Magen Avraham asks an obvious question. Ultimately, the reason for Moshe Rabbeinu adding a day, and it's according to all opinions that he added a day, was because of the Tahara he wanted Nashim in Klal Yisrael to be able to have, because 2 days of separation from their husbands would not be sufficient, because if they were together, then the Plitas Shechvazera would be Metamaher, and it could still be Metamaher within a 3-day period. And so therefore Moshe said, we have to add another day. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to this, but that happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. It is Rabbi Yossi's opinion that we have to have that third day, and that means we have a contradiction. Because if we hold like Rabbi Yossi that in the Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, it says that you have to have that kind of awareness of the possibility of becoming Tamei any far out, as even as far out as 72 hours. And so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said we have to have fully 3 days of Al Tigshu Elisha. So if we paskin like that, then how can we at the same time ignore Rabbi Yossi's opinion and say that Matan Torah was on Vav? It seems to be a contradiction. So the answer that the Magen Avraham offers is that from the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, it seems that Me'ikar D'dina, we paskin like the Rabbanon, that it only would have to be 2 days of separation, and that the minog of Shavuos, therefore, is alpi that Rambam, that only 2 days of separation would be needed. What we paskin like in Yeridea, like Rabbi Yossi, is a chumrah. So it's a chumrah to be chayshish for the shita of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we're chayshish for plitas shechvazera for 3 days, lahalacha. But because me'ikad d'dina really would be 2 days, so then, therefore, we are going to say that Matan Torah can be celebrated a day earlier on Vav Sivan, like the opinion of the Chachamim. Even though Rabbi Yossi, with whom we ultimately paskin l'chumrah, as far as the din of separation, when necessary, is concerned, even though he held that Matan Torah was on the 7th. So this is the halachic approach. Kedushas Levi, the Berditcheva, has a very different approach, one that causes us to think about how we come to Torah, how we are earning Torah, how we prepare ourselves for Torah. The Berditcheva points out that in every Yom Tov, we don't just say we're marking something that was in the past, that we're all commemorating, to use the English word, what happened in the past, as opposed to living it in the present. And what he says is that that which was the power of the day, let us say, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of breaking free, as we did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, all of that ha'ara, all of that energy, is again available to us every year on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the night of Pesach. And so we say, V'oisonu hoitzi misham. We are coming out of Mitzrayim. Because that ha'ara, that was that energy, that was the power with which Bnei Yisrael left, the power with which our avos left on Pesach, is still with us. We are mekablim, we are recipients, as Yidden who are shomer Torah u'mitzvos, we are recipients of that same power that's available to us on the night of Chamisha Asar ben Nissan, on the night of Pesach. And so on the night of Matan Torah, we are being mekabel the Torah. And so when we stay up all night and learn, it's because this is Matan Torah, the time when we are going to have the ability to receive Torah. We are receiving the energy. We are being electrified with the possibilities of becoming a personality of Torah, one knowledgeable in Torah, one whose life is about Torah. And it's all becoming possible now. This Vav Sivan, it all becomes possible for me, for you, for us, now. We are being mekabel, we are now receiving this energy, this holy Kedusha, the same kind and nature of energy that Shavuos and Matan Torah had for our Avos is available to us now. In Mirtz Hashem next week, it's available to us next Erev Shabbos, Vav Sivan. What we have to add to this is a fantastic idea that the Berditchever says is found in the Pasuk with which the Torah tells us to observe Pesach every year. The Pasuk is Vishamarta es ha'chuka hazois lemoyado miyamim yamima. Note that it says that we shall observe this Yom Tov every year, but it says it using the words miyamim yamima. So it's yamim yamima, from year to year. Yamim is very oftentimes used in the Torah as a way of saying a year. So the Berditchever says, yamim, of course, is Lashon Zachar. Yom is Zachar. Yamima is Lashon Nekeva. And the reason for that being expressed this way is because of what we just said. That there is a power that's received. Remember that Zachrus means to provide. And Nakvus, Nukva, is to receive. Miyamim Yamima. From the power and the force, from the energy of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in our case now, as we approach Zman Matan Teresenu, the energy and the force, the power with which we were given Torah, extends out to us to be received by us each year, to be taken in and used, to be harnessed by us each year. And that's why the Torah says, Vishamarta Esachuka Hazois Lemoyado Miyamim, because it comes from the power that was then, which is the power to provide and to bring the force to us, and we are receiving it Yamima, which is the Lashon Nekeva. We are receiving it in our time now. We are the ones who are able to harness that energy, which exists, it was founded then, at the time of Matan Torah, and comes to us each year again. It's available to us to take, to receive, again, in our time. This awesome power that we can use in order to be Mekabel Torah. Now, with this, the Kedushas Levi says we should approach this question of the Magen Avraham about the fact that according to Rabbi Yossi, there was Matan Torah actually in actuality on Shvi'i, and we are marking it and celebrating it on Shishi. And the Berdichev says, let's understand. What does it mean that there was this extra day that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for, which according to all opinions took place? According to all opinions, there was an extra day. According to all opinions, the actual day of Matan Torah was 51 days after we left Mitzrayim. That according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yossi, Matan Torah was on day 51 since we left Mitzrayim. It's just that according to the Rabbanan, the month of Iyar was Me'ubar. Not like we have Iyar of only 29 days. According to the Rabbanan, it was a year of 30 days. So, therefore, when it was 6 Sivan, it was indeed day 51. But it was 6 Sivan, according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 51 days. And Chodesh Iyar was Chaser, the way we in our permanent calendar always have Iyar as Chaser, only 29 days. And the 51st day was Zion Sivan. But according to all opinions, it was the 51st day. So the Berdichev says, that means that the power to give Torah and the desire to give Torah, the impetus, the energy, was ready to go. It was all, so to speak, given over by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dedicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the potential for Torah to come to us. It was there on day 50. It was there as we count Sfira on the day after the completion of the counting of Sfira. So after 49 days, on the 50th day, the Ha'ara, that energy was there. That which Moshe Rabbeinu said, there should be another day. So that ultimately the Torah was received a day later. That's not preparatory. That's when, in actuality, the Maisa of Kabbalah Satera happened. But the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, all of the energy we've been talking about, the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares so that it should be possible for us to receive Torah, the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it something that you can access. And that if you want to, and if you desire it, you'll be able to the next day, in fact, in actuality, receive Torah. That energy was something that came to us the day before. The potential and the energy, the power. If you want to use the word, the status, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Atem tihiyu li mamleches kainim v'goy kadosh." So to be prepared so that you can be a mamlechus kainim v'goy kadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, I'm going to provide you with something. I'm going to bring it into the world and prepare that you should become a mamlechus kainim v'goy kadosh. That was something Hashem made preparations for the day before. When we received Torah, it was a day later on the day we call Matan Torah, day 51. But in actuality, on day 50, that's when the energy and the possibilities for the fact that Am Yisrael is a people of Torah, can learn Torah, can receive Torah, can understand Torah, and therefore can have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's unique and different from any other human being's relationship with the Divine. That was all made possible by the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That was his thought. That was, so to speak, his desire coming to fruition, not in practice, but coming to fruition in potentia, the day before Matan Torah. And according to Rabbi Yossi, that was Vav Sivan. So that what the answer to the Magen Avraham is ultimately that according to Rabbi Yossi, yeah, sure, the Torah in actuality was given to us on Zion. But the real preparation and the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu devoted and made possible such that we shall be able to take Torah, that was something that came into reality already the day before on Vav. So that, according to Rabbi Yossi, we should mark Vav And it's appropriate to mark Vav, not as the day of actual giving of Torah, no, but as the day when the possibility to receive Torah became a reality. The possibility became a reality. The energy in the world, accessible by us, something that we could achieve, that was made possible by the will of Hashem the day before on Vav. And that means that Vav, Sivan, when we mark the receipt of Torah, so that means that's the day when it became possible to have Torah. That the energy and the possibility were made accessible. That means that it's a day for us to ponder how much we want it and how much we want to connect with that possibility, access that energy, enervate our neshamos, and then enervate our lives by choosing to receive Torah. Which means that ultimately, Vav Sivan, besides all the practical receiving a Torah, learning Torah, it's really all about preparation. It's about accessing this energy and appreciating it and saying, I need to connect to it, I need to understand and appreciate it, I need to be motivated by that energy, because Torah is hard work. Torah, after all, is a tremendous amount of amelus. Shtu amelim b'Torah. It means to work hard. It means to even struggle sometimes to come to understand things that are difficult, challenging, whether it be intellectually challenging and or spiritually challenging, to go into the amkus of an inyan in lumdus, to go into the depth of a matter of faith. These are great efforts on mankind's part. But the dedication to it, and the recognition of the possibility, and then the desire to access that energy, recognize that energy, so that it can be actualized, so that beyond just actualization, we can now do the work successfully, enervated by the possibilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches forth and offers us again each year at the time of Matan Torah. That's the preparation for Shavuos. And that's part and parcel, according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to the actuality that the fact is, it was Vav Sivan, according to Rabbi Yossi. And even according to the Chachamim, it was actually on the 51st day, not on the 50th day, that we received Torah. The 50th day was the day when the energy and the possibility, the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was with us, meaning was present in the world, presented in the world, so that the next day, in actuality, in the world of Asiya, we would be able to receive Torah. So that we should think about then the idea of preparation. Every mitzvah requires preparation. And here, interestingly, where Chag Shavuos has really, what mitzvah is there? Chag Shavuos, I mean, when Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, so we would begin to bring Bikurim, each of us, in the Beis HaMikdash, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Shtei Alechem. But today, Bav Nesein HaRavim, there is no Beis HaMikdash. What is there to do? We're not going out to prepare, building a sukkah. We're not baking matzahs. We're not doing beer chametz. So what is there to do? There's a lot to do. The whole point is, yeah, be mekabel Torah. And just like in other Yomim Tovim, there's a tremendous amount that has to be done in the world of Asiya. And therefore, there's so much preparation beforehand. It is just as much the case, if not more so the case, with Chag Shavuos, that it's all about preparation. It's all about recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us a possibility and a promise. That ha'orah, that energy that was once then, that was at that time, that was miyamim, is now bringing its force to bear upon us if we will just receive it, yamima, in our time, like it was then. That's part of what we should have in mind when we say the Shehechiyonu. Bayamim haheim, bazman hazeh. So this is a time when we should make this kind of a reckoning. And it really, it reminds me of one of the great, great Mekubalim, who was really born in Sfarad, in Spain. He was just a year or so before Bar Mitzvah when the Gerush Sfarad took place. Rav Meir ben Yecheskel ibn Gabai. Meir ben Yecheskel ibn Gabai wrote a very important sefer, He wrote a sefer, Telas Yaakov. In Telas Yaakov, he discusses ideas, many of them from Kabbalah, relating to our davening, to our tefillahs of Kol HaShana and of Yomim Tovim, and discusses the Yomim Tovim. And in Telas Yaakov, he says that we should recognize the real meaning of the Mishnah that says that Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. That it's a Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos, for the trees. Now we know that in the Torah, famously the Torah says, Ki ha'adam eitz hasada, so that mankind is compared to the peiros ha'ilan. Then if Shavuos is a time of judgment, a day of din, for the peiros ha'ilan, that means it's a time of judgment for us. We are Adam Eitz HaSode. So that, in a sense, we are being judged as the Peirois, the Neshamais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the ones who have to be considering whether or not our fruits are being ripened correctly. Whether we're bringing out our Peirois. Whether we are developing our neshamas al pitayra, and specifically since it's zman matan Torah seinu, then obviously that's what we're being judged on. We're being judged on the nature of the Torah that we each learn, that we each study, and by which we live. So he says that we are supposed to be looking at this concept of Shavuos as a Yom Hadin with an understanding that if we are given over to Torah, if we are developing our peiros of Torah, then we are the peiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the peiros on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ilan. We are the fruits on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tree, and He's judging us favorably because we don't waste our time. We study and embrace the Torah. We live by the Torah. And that therefore, we are going to come out of the Yom HaDin that is Zman Matan Teresenu, victorious, worthy, judged with merit, the way we do when we do tshuva and come out of the Yomim Neroim, having been Zoicha in Din. We should look then at Chag Shavuos as a time when we want to come out of the Yom Tov with tremendous zechias, with tremendous power and merit. And based on what we have seen in the words of the Berdicheva, it's not only in the practice of learning that we have to learn on the day of Shavuos, but it's about the commitment. It's about understanding that we have access to this power, this vast power, this vast energy that extends itself from the time of Matan Torah then to our time now, accessible to us, so that we can turn ourselves into the Peirai Sa'ilon that will be so gladdening to the heart of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whose Peirais we ultimately are, because the Ilon is the source of the Neshamais, and each Neshama is a great, beautiful Peiri that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. We are the Neshamais HaParchos, the expression that he uses is very much the expression that we talk about when we talk about neshamais, but that's also the same expression that we use when we talk about living things. We talk about the pricha. We're talking about something that blossoms and grows. But we are the blossomed fruit of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. we are the Peres Ha'ilin judged on Shavuos. And as we said, not just about how much we learn, but our dedication and our embrace of, our receiving of the energy that's being stretched out and offered to us on Vav Sivan. Because as we said, Vav Sivan is not just the time when we were Mekabel Torah, but more so it's the time when the possibility was offered to us, and when the possibility and the promise and the energy for us to become people of Torah came into the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here, this is what promise I have. This is what I have and hold out for you. This is what I make possible for you. Again, at this time, because Yamim, what was at that time, is again the possibility and the energy available to us, Yamima, in our time, this Shavuos, just as it was that Shavuos at Zman Matan Teresenu.